Let's cross over to Gareth Lloyd, who is in a Bedfordshire village. Gareth, we understand you are somewhere deep in the heart of Bedfordshire outside. I'll whisper this because you can't hear. Outside Lorna Milton's house.
And you know, it's pretty a bit of a letdown, to be honest, Simon. Here, oh. You know, the sofa's in the driveway. There's an old pram here. We can go over to Lorna's bin. Let's have a look. She's getting through a lot of deep heat at the moment.
She pressed one button the other day and it sent her shoulder into spasm.
Oh. Right, shall we knock her up? Here we go.
That's the doorbell, not a knocker.
Cheap one, isn't it? Give her a banging. Good morning.
Good morning. Where have you been? I've been up for hours.
You have not been up for hours.
I've been up for hours.
She's up and awake, Simon.
Coffee's on, bacon sandwiches made.
Can I come in?
Of course you can. Come on in.
Oh, look at this. This is the Milton house. Wow. Oh.
He's making out he's never been there before.
Kitchen. What's in the fridge? Good God.
Do you always do this when you
look
go around people's
the
houses?
Wine in there. Bailey's. There we go. We're finding out a lot about Lorna into the lounge. Oh, this is the lounge. Lovely. Well, there you go, Simon. Lorna Milton is up and awake and she's got her headphones on.
Morning to you, Lorna.
Morning. How are you?
Yes, very good. We've had lots of great reaction to what you did last night. Some of the people were there. Others were just hearing the excerpts we were playing this morning. One person said they got a reply to a text message you sent them, which is more than I got.
I'm sorry. Do you know what? Once we got to the theatre about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, it went absolutely manic from the very beginning of filming and photographs and rehearsals and technical things and dressing rooms. There was absolutely no time to do anything. So I do apologise.
No, that's fine. And we heard from, I got told off actually for writing the text, which said for writing a two-word text, not the first time I mentioned that I'd sent you a two-word text in my life, but this
good
one
luck.
Said good luck
yeah,
and
I thought,
was told off for sending good luck. It shouldn't have been good luck. It should have been something else.
Break a leg.
That was three words. I couldn't afford the extra characters. But anyway, this is a snapshot of your act. We've been playing a few bits of this this morning. In case you haven't heard this, you will have heard this, but you wouldn't have heard it in this way. This is you describing your experience on a speed awareness course.
You see, I got caught doing 40 in a 30.
Really? What gear were you in?
Oh, I had this lovely little black number and shoes to match.
Do you know you were going 40 miles an hour?
Don't be stupid. I've only been out 10 minutes.
And I think, I've got to say, Lorna, you did have stage presence.
Do you think?
Yes. It sounds very confident.
It was confident. It was winging it at its best, I think, last night. It was hard. It was really hard. And the feeling that you normally get, as you know, I do a lot of Amdram, and the feeling you get when you come off stage, I'm absolutely buzzing and high as a kite, and it takes ages in order for you to calm down. But last night I came off stage, like many of the other presenters, and felt really flat. It was a really weird feeling.
Well, that was part of your act, wasn't it, that bit?
Well, I think so, but it's because stand-up comedy, the one thing I have learned, it's so judgmental. The audience are literally sat there just gawping at you, arms crossed as well, with that look of saying, you know, come on then, make me laugh.